All right, welcome back to Kiwi Real Estate Inside Out. I'm Denise Kono, and as always, I'm here with Dr. Lee Kono. Lee, you ready to dive into the world of mandatory CPD today?
Absolutely, Denise. I mean, it's not the flashiest topic, but it's one of those things that if you get it wrong, it can really trip you up. And, you know, with over 89,000 certificates issued by e-agent,
89,039 to be exact. I checked the numbers this morning. It's wild, right? That just shows how many Kiwi agents are actually getting their CPD online now. It's not just a box ticking exercise anymore. It's become part of the culture.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people don't realize that the 1 hour meeting obligations course is a standalone requirement. It's not bundled in with everything else. If you only need that mandatory bit, that's all you have to do. It's, what, just under $20 plus GST?
Exactly. And it's for those who maybe have already done their electives or just need to tick off that one last thing. But, you know, it reminds me of when I was scaling in Virion back in the States. We went from 3 people in Reston, Virginia, to 61 offices across the country. And let me tell you, if we hadn't had mandatory training in place, there would have been chaos. I mean, you can't have 500 agents all doing their own thing and expect the brand to survive.
I remember those days. You were obsessed with making sure everyone was on the same page. And honestly, that's what CPD is about here too. It's not just compliance. It's about making sure everyone knows what good looks like, especially as the industry keeps changing.
Yeah, and it's funny because back then I thought, oh, this is just a US thing. But here in New Zealand, it's even more crucial. The scale might be different, but the stakes are just as high. If you want to keep your license, you got to do the work. And honestly, it's not that hard anymore with everything online.
So let's get into the nuts and bolts of the 2025 REA CPD course. Denise, you've seen the table of contents. What stands out to you?
Well, first off, it's super clear. You get your learning objectives, a glossary. So if you're new or just rusty on the lingo, you're covered. But what I really like is the focus on effective communication and fairness. It's not just about ticking off legal requirements. It's about making sure every client gets a fair go and that agents know how to actually talk to people, not just at them.
Yeah, and the structure is pretty logical. You've got sections on the different touch points in a real estate transaction, which, I mean, that's where things can go sideways if you're not careful. Then there are tools for effective communication and those practical reminders. What do they call them? Red flag reminders.
Exactly. And those are gold. I had an agent call me last year. Let's call her Taylor just for privacy. She was in the middle of a tricky deal. The buyer and seller were both getting frustrated, and it was all down to a miscommunication about settlement dates. She remembered one of those red flag reminders from the course, double-checked the paperwork, and managed to get everyone back on track. It was a classic case of how fairness and clear communication can save a deal, and probably a few headaches too.
That's a great example. And, you know, the course isn't just theory. It's got those practical bits. Like, here's what you do when you hit a snag. I think that's what makes it actually useful, not just another hoop to jump through.
Yeah, and the appendices at the end are handy too. If you need to look something up, it's all there. It's not just a one and done thing. You can go back to it when you need a refresher.
So let's talk about support. Because honestly, even the best course isn't much good if you get stuck and can't get help. E-agents got that covered, right?
Yeah, we've got phone support from 9 in the morning to 9 at night. And you can always email helpweagentnz. And Taylor, our real Taylor, not the one from the story, he's on standby for those urgent questions. It's all about making sure agents aren't left hanging, especially when they're juggling a million things.
And, you know, from my background in software and teaching, I've seen how much technology has changed education. Back in the day, you had to sit in a classroom, maybe nod off a bit. Now you can do your CPD on your phone, in your car, wherever. The resource library is a big deal, too. If you hit a compliance concern, you can just search the appendices or those red flag reminders and usually find what you need in seconds.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it work for busy agents. You don't have to wait for someone to get back to you. Most of the time, the answer's right there. But if you do need help, we're just a call or email away. It's about making compliance less of a headache so agents can focus on what they do best, helping clients.
And that's probably a good place to wrap up for today. If you're listening and you've got questions about the CPD course or just want to share your own story, reach out. We're always keen to hear from the community.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll be back soon with more on what's happening in Kiwi real estate. Lee, always a pleasure.
Pleasure's mine, Denise. Take care, everyone, and see you next time.